Every morning, we wake up to participate in the grandest game that we will ever play. Without an instruction manual to explain how to do so, you are the most important type of player in your own game of life. But if this is a game, what is the goal? How do we peer past what is in front of us, take control, and take a step towards infinity? On May 7th, 1945, the German Third Reich surrendered its claim in the Second World War. Later that same year, September 2nd, Japan did as well. With the end of an era came an absolute defeat. The Allied powers had won the war, and in doing so, had annexed its opponents from the largest conflict, the largest finite game that the world had ever seen. In a finite game, the goal is to complete an objective. It has players who join, rules to abide by, and a goal that triggers its completion. We play these games intentionally for fun, of course, but we also may play them for other more involuntary reasons. A soccer match with friends is a finite game, but so are the slot machines of a casino, as is your next job interview, your grueling Monday at work, and an altercation amongst enemies, great and small. In part 3, I'll be showing you how to apply these concepts to your own life in a healthy way, but first we have to find what these games truly mean to us as humans. You see, the Great War to End All Wars had rules, players, and ultimately victors, but the finite players in this conflict had not realized that they had been playing a larger, more complex game than they ever understood. This massive shift in power was only a footnote in the ever-expanding game of the human race. It was only a short time after the United States' atomic power had helped advance this win that the same power began to stir trouble with its former Soviet ally. It was in the moments of the two detonations on Japan that began a new conflict, a stalemate. Unknowingly, President Truman of America and the Soviet's own Joseph Stalin became the first players to understand their place in the world's most destructive, infinite game, the Cold War. An infinite game, as its name implies, is one that is always being played. Its players are both known and unknown. They may change their rules, adjust their paths, and implement a new set of strategies and conventions. Moreover, the goal in an infinite game is different than a finite one. It will never be to win, to achieve a high score, a status symbol, or even global influence. The goal of an infinite game is to continue playing, to perpetuate the game itself. The Cold War was just that, a game between two large, infinite players playing to perpetuate the game designed around their own way of living. The Cold War, at least in the eyes of American and Soviet leadership, was something far more long-term than winning a battle. In the words of Foreign Affairs George Kennan regarding American foreign policy in 1947, the main element of any United States policy towards the Soviet Union must be that of a long-term, patient but firm, and vigilant containment of Russian expansive tendencies. He understood that it was not meant to be won, but rather to not come to an end, because an end would spell the failure of what each party had believed to be the correct way to protect their life, liberty, and their pursuit of happiness. However, the Cold War publicly came to an end in December of 1991, alongside the dissolvement of the Soviet Union shortly before. But unlike the Axis' official defeat in the wake of World War II, the Soviets were effectively defeated in an infinite game of global ideology and power balance. Because an infinite game is meant to solely be sustained, the only way to lose as an infinite player is to remove yourself from the game entirely. They failed on the front of perpetuating their lifestyle and exerting it upon the world, falling short to a pressure on many sides to dismantle weapons of mass destruction and end their influence of communism. There was no victor in this infinite game. There was only a disqualification when the opponent dropped out, and when you play an infinite game, new players may join all the time. But for the moment, one player felt at peace with a self-proclaimed victory. In both instances, World War II and the Cold War, the players knew what they were playing. They understood their roles, whether as finite or infinite players. But what happens when you pair a finite player against an infinite player within the same game? Enter our final conflict. The Vietnam War was waged with nearly 550,000 American troops at the height of its conflict. Waiting years until joining and being headstrong of its latest victories, America thought the North Vietnamese to be an opponent in their latest finite game. But the label was only true directed towards themselves. Unknowingly, the Viet Cong and communist Vietnamese enemies were instead looking from the perspectives as infinite players. This meant North Vietnam had no victory if not to sustain, no goal to complete but to perpetuate their own game, while their Western opponent saw a false victory in sight. Waiting for Vietnam to surrender, it took years for America to realize that the Vietnamese would only lose if they were removed from the game entirely, and end fighting for their own lives. This was the result of a finite player playing in an infinite player's game. If there is no victory but to continue the game, one who creates a false sense of victory also manifests their own defeat. I love tabletop gaming, and I've spent almost my entire life trying to be at the top spot while doing so. My obsession with board games began when I was only 8 years old, growing slowly over the years with small, more common games and eventually collectible miniatures, but it did not hit its peak of involvement in my everyday life until June 2nd, 2019. The fateful day where four of my friends and myself broke out Twilight Imperium 4th Edition for the first time. And listen, don't let me lose you here. If your hobby isn't board games, that's okay. If it's sports, or music, or video games, or even just spending time with your friends, it still applies to you. But I believe that it's important that you understand how my love of this hobby and the people in my life connect to both the involvement of war in the human race, as well as the purpose of our own lives. I promise that we're going somewhere with this. We all play games to win, or at least for them to be completed. You would scarcely break out Monopoly only to make all decisions in attempt to prolong the game. You may find yourself in a session where players may purposely choose suboptimal decisions, chaotic patterns, or even sabotage another player as their goal, but all players have some kind of goal in the game. If a player were to somehow lose their interest in completing their goal in the game, either by falling behind, experiencing fatigue, or otherwise, they would remove themselves from it. One thing that many players have in common is being finite, and we understand we are finite players when we begin. We discussed earlier about how a finite player sees the world. Just as the commander-in-chief of a military sees their environment as an obstacle towards defeating their overseas enemy, a player in the galactic conquest of a space opera sees their lack of resources as an obstacle between them and their 10th victory point, the final one they need to walk from the table a winner. And as a disclaimer, I don't mean to say that war is a game in the sense that it's fun, necessary, or even without great sacrifice. I merely want to talk about it as it relates to game theory, with players' goals and strategy. The next time that your favorite team plays in the World Cup, observe the players using familiar strategies to complete a similar goal as any game, but for something they desire to participate in. Their game is just as important to end as it was to begin. What would the purpose of playing at all be without a tally of the score? But we have yet to discuss how the infinite player sees the world in relation to their personal games. War, and specifically the aforementioned Cold War, finds itself in a limbo of perpetual consciousness of foreign policy and authority. But that's not realistic for our everyday lives. So how can we connect that infinite game to a game we play today? To do so, we have to change ourselves, not the game. I love winning Twilight Imperium. It brings me a joy that can only be compared to a competitive athlete overcoming the odds to make a final game-winning basket. The idea of pushing past obstacles, breaking down my opponent, and taking victory into my own hands is simple fun. But I also play to have fun itself, and I could not possibly have fun if my opponents were not also doing the same. Playing for fun seems simple, and I bet it's something that we all experience. How miserable would it be to introduce something you enjoy to a group of players you care about, only for them to be miserable the entire time? And let me restate, game theory suggests that not only the literal games, but also many moments in our lives are governed by this gameable concept. There are so many moments in our lives that must be won, but many of us instinctively understand that it was not only the destination, but the journey itself being enjoyable. Playing the game meant more than winning. The moment that I realized my friends are more important than the game, more important than today, more important than any one of our victories or defeats, I peer into the perspective of an infinite player. Simon Sinek, author of books on the subject of being an infinite player, stated that in the infinite game, we accept that being the best is a fool's errand, and that multiple players can do well at the same time. Although this video does not dive too deep into the game theory of everyday life, understand that you are constantly also playing infinite games all the time. Your completion of grades through high school was a finite game, where you played against your opponent and obstacles to expand your horizons, knowledge, and beliefs, and ultimately to gain a high school level diploma. But all the while, you were playing the infinite game of knowledge itself. Sure, the diploma marked the end of a finite goal, but your learning didn't stop there. The fact that you're watching this video proves that the game of learning is meant to be perpetuated, and the rules are made up as you go. You don't yet know all the players or all the goals, but you cannot win this game. Some may perceive the United States as the victor of the Cold War, view their friendships to be the best, or believe that Albert Einstein somehow won education and is the smartest person who will ever live. But you see, there will always be rivals. The game continues, and although not all players are known and not all players remain, there will always be new players that join. Putting a finite player against an infinite player within the same game does not result in an even playing field. We know this from our past as humans. The finite player will be playing to win in the short term, playing all their cards to complete their objective as soon as possible, while the infinite player sees past the finite goal. The infinite player plays to continue the game and perpetuate their existence within it. And as long as there is a player who understands the infinite game well enough to continue, the player who plays to win will be continuously exhausted in their attempts to beat their opponent. They will be left confused, tired, and unready to accept the defeat of being ejected from the game that they thought they were so close to victory. We now have ourselves in this current moment. What will you do the next time you sit down for a game? Are you playing only as a finite player? Will you succeed in that job interview? Will you win your proposal to your girlfriend and gain a fiance? Will you make it to the gym tonight, even though you have to pick up the kids from school? Or will you also understand your role as an infinite player? Will you set a path to advance your career? Will you expand your blossoming relationship? Will you work to create a long-lasting work-life balance where you can improve yourself? I urge you now to understand the game you play. If you fail to understand the game you play, you fail to play to the rules of that game. We can be infinite players that work towards finite goals. I play to complete my board games, not to continue them. But I play to continue my friendships, not to complete them. We all must be the wiser when it comes to what the game of life is handing us. The infinite game is not something that need seem foreign, as we have been playing the largest one for the exact amount of days we have been alive. Though we do not know all the rules, all the players, or all the outcomes, we strive to improve ourselves and perpetuate our game for as long as we possibly can. But while the infinite game will continue forever, its players come and go. So while you continue to play, find your goal not to be to win, but to enjoy the things that fill your game with purpose. Stop limiting yourself by trying to complete what you cannot. Have the courage to pursue infinity, and infinity itself will not seem so impossible.